could you decide?
What could I decide? Walter is dying for me to have a facelift.
Please stay tuned as Maud gets a facelift.
You're kidding me,
and everyone knows about it but Walter.
Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's
then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizer. Right on, Maud.
Walter, come on, you guys. Stop watching television. Come on downstairs.
In a minute, Carol. There's something very important I want to do first. You know, Philip, there's something very important we can learn from watching Josie and the Pussycats in outer space.
What's that, Grandpa?
Though they're surrounded by Gorgo and the Canyonians on one side, and Rulo and the Arcovians on the other side, notice how neat their clothes are at all times.
Maybe that's because they're the only rock and roll band in outer space.
No, I think it's basically because they don't want their mothers to yell at them like your mother yelled at you this morning.
Oh.
You see, Philip, women, especially mothers, can't stand to see anything halfway done. They can't stand to see shirt tails halfway out. They can't stand to see socks drooped halfway down. And in your case this morning, they can't stand to see your fly pulled only halfway up. You understand?
Yeah, like it was a big deal or something.
Well, women can't help it. It's a sickness with them. And there's a name for it. It's called zipophobia. You're darn right. Now, so you don't get screamed at by your mother anymore, there's a couple of tricks of the trade you should learn. First of all, when you walk into a room and there's ladies present, there's the old thumb in the belt trick. You nonchalantly hook your thumb in your belt buckle, leaving your pinky free for one quick check. If you're not wearing a belt, the old shirt tail tuck never fails. Tuck, check. You got me so far?
Yeah, what do you do when you find it's open?
The first thing you do is you don't panic. You just casually turn away from the women. Now, I mean, you make a slow 90-degree turn toward the wall, always looking up and saying something like, "Well, well, well." A quick zip, and it'll be a cover-up that'll make Watergate look like nothing, okay?
But suppose you're surrounded by women.
Then you pull it all the way down, they'll turn to the wall, and then you can sit there.
Mr. Finley, when I told Mrs. Finley I'd work half a day on Saturday while she's out of town, she didn't tell me nothing about beds couldn't be made until after Scooby-Doo at the movies.
Well, this is Josie and the Pussycats.
I don't care if it's Bobby Seale and the Pounders. Now, Carol wants you downstairs, and I gotta clean up this room.
In a little while, I gotta go to the barber anyway.
But Carol wants you downstairs now.
Look, I don't care what Carol wants, Florida. I'll go downstairs when I want to. Must I remind you that a man's home is his castle?
Yes, I know, Your Highness. I'm going in to clean your throne right now.
Vivian, where is my mother?
Oh,
what time is it?
Oh, it's 20 after. Giving her an hour and a half tops from the airport, she ought to be here.
Oh, the chair. I forgot the chair.
The chair.
Oh,
oh, the chair. Isn't this exciting?
Exciting, exciting.
If I were any more excited, I'd have to wrap myself in a box of Pampers.
We sit Walter right here. He'll have a perfect view of Mother when she walks in the door. Oh, he's going to be so excited when he finds out Mother got a facelift.
Oh, I remember when I got my facelift. Of course, I didn't have a husband to impress. The only one waiting at home for me was my goldfish, Edwin. But then the goldfish bowl was so dirty, he really couldn't see me very well.
Vivian, look, I know going through a divorce is painful, but you'll meet other men. I have. Life will be brighter, believe me.
That's easy for you to say, Carol. You've got youth and beauty and a full-figure bra. They wanted $1,500 extra for that.
I better see what Florida's up to. She was supposed to have Walter down here hours ago. I'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, send me a husband 6 feet tall.
If you think it works, make it two.
All right, send me a husband 2 feet tall.
Florida? You were supposed to bring Walter downstairs.
Yeah, but that's Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Walter, will you come downstairs right now?
Okay, I gotta be moving anyway.
All right, Philip.
Yes, Mom?
You can go over to Andy's if you want.
Hey, Philip.
Okay, okay, Mom. Well. What was that all about?
An historic moment, Carol. One small zip for mankind.
You hope she hasn't changed her face too much.
Why, Florida?
I was just getting used to the old one.
Okay, now what's so important,
Doctor? Walter, here, I want you to sit down in this chair and keep your eyes on that front door.
But I gotta get a haircut.
Walter, just sit there.
I'll get it.
No, wait, I'll get it.
You stand now. Just sit down.
Oh, Walter, you are going to love what's behind this door. You are going to love it. Here she is.
Miss America? I want to thank my mommy and my daddy.
Get in. How do you knock it off? You ruined everything.
Me?
Arthur, yeah? If you're smart, you won't enter the swimsuit competition.
Oh, what are you telling me?
Now, what's going on here? Arthur, do you know?
I'm as much in the dark as you are, Walter. I didn't even know I was being considered for the Miss America.
Oh, stop it. Now, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Walter, look, I'll tell you. Mother isn't coming home from Boston tomorrow. She's coming home today. It's a surprise.
She's coming home today?
Yes.
Good. I'll be back from the barbershop in 20 minutes.
No, Walter!
Carol, you got to make an appointment with this guy a week in advance. He's not only a barber, he's a bookie. He's got one chair and 20 telephones.
Oh, shoot. Mother's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, you may be looking at a brand new face, but you'll be hearing the same old mouth.
Would somebody mind telling me what's happening here?
Oh, Arthur, well, you see, this is a big surprise for Walter, Arthur. He doesn't know it yet, but while Maud's been visiting her mother in Boston the last 3 weeks, she's actually been getting a facelift.
Maudie? Why would Maudie get a facelift?
Oh, well, probably because I got one, Arthur, and you know what it did for my morale.
No, what?
Oh, forget it, Arthur.
She's here! She's getting out of the cab! She's here!
Have you ever had a more exciting moment in your life?
Yes.
To be the greatest unveiling since Mom Rushmore.
Oh, my God. The time to see it, right?
Yes.
Come on.
They'll eat your little hearts out. You ready?
Yes.
Take it off.
Hold it. Nobody sees it before Walter does. He'll take one look at me and throw me right down on the couch. Walter, where are you? Where's he hiding? Walter?
Mother, he's not here.
Oh, come on, Carol. You're such a tease. Walter, sweetheart, Tinkerbell's home.
Mother, he's not here.
Oh, now, what do you take me for, Carol? When I called you last night and told you to keep him here, I knew you'd do that. Walter, come out, wherever you are. Ollie, Ollie, out and free.
Mother, he's not here.
And to think I married Chester so you'd be legitimate.
My father was Barney.
Whoever.
I'm sorry. He insisted on getting a haircut. I tried to keep him here. I really did.
Oh, come on, Carol. If you had really tried, Walter would be standing here now nailed to the floor.
Now, Maud, she really did try.
I'm so disappointed. I wanted Walter to be the first to see the new me. I better not cry. If I get my face wet, it might turn into silly putty.
Oh, Ma, now come on. He'll be here in a minute. Besides, I don't want to wait for him. I want to see your face.
Come on, Ma. No, I made myself a promise that Walter would be the first one to see it.
No.
Besides, kids, it was a very exciting experience. Don't you want to hear about anything that happened to me? Don't you have any questions?
I got a question, Ms. Finley. Tell us what it was like at the hospital.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It was so funny at the hospital. I roomed with two other women. One, a 17-year-old pre-debutante who was having her nose fixed. And the other was a 38-year-old fanny freak.
Fanny freak?
Yes, she was having her buttocks reduced. Or as they called it in the hospital, a keister correction.
Oh. You mean they can lift that too?
That's right, Florida. If Maude had been really smart, she'd have had her facelift one day, and then 3 days later rounded it off with a fanny fix.
Think of the time you'd have saved having that done, Arthur. With you, it's the same operation. Where is Walter? He doesn't have that much hair.
Maude, I cannot stand it. I've got to see your face, please.
Yeah, come on, no, please.
All right. I'll show it to you first. I was going to wait and show Walter first, but logically speaking, I'll die if I don't show it to somebody. I can't even wait to see me myself. Oh, look, I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, listen, I'll put some music on for your entrance.
Oh, come on, Annie, don't be ridiculous. Don't you think you're overdoing it? The Mantovani album, third song on the record.
Well, Arthur, it's obvious you think we women are pretty silly with our facelifts.
No, not really. I remember telling my wife Agnes about her female behavior. Agnes, I said, if it makes you happy, you do what you think is best. That was just before she died. Coincidence, of course.
Mother, come on, I've got the record. Are you ready?
Not yet.
Come on, come on,
how long do you think we can wait?
What are you doing?
Come
on.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Quick, Mother!
Well. Mrs. Finley.
I know what you're all thinking. I'm just another pretty face.
Mr. Finley, please. Now it's not the name of a horse. He's getting a haircut. Oh, okay, thank you. Walter left the barbershop 10 minutes ago. Yeah. He ought to be here any second.
Any second. All right, look, Carol, you look out the window. Let me know the minute you see him, and I'll stand over here so I'll be in full view when he walks in. Oh, Lord, for contrast, I wish I had my old face to stand next to.
Now, Marty, calm down. I know it's nerve-wracking waiting to show Walter your new face that makes you look 5 years younger.
Six. 6 years younger. That's what we decided at the hospital. Let's see, at $1,800, that comes to about 20 cents a wrinkle. I hope he loves it.
Oh, you know he's gonna love it.
Of course he'll love it. Carol?
Not yet.
Oh, Carol, honey, this is all your fault. I come in looking 6 years younger. Walter's been gone so long, I've already aged a year. I'm changing faster than Lon Chaney during a full moon.
Do this to yourself.
Mother, will you calm down? Walter's gonna love the way you look.
The way I look, I look terrible. Where's my lipstick?
Mother, your makeup is perfect. You look gorgeous.
Oh, get off my back, Carol. Oh, look what you made me do.
Mother!
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry if I'm picking at you. But, sweetheart, if I'm behaving irrationally, it's only because more than anything else in this world, I want Walter to walk in that door and see a new, radiant, beautiful, youthful face.
Maude, I'd know that beautiful rear end anywhere.
Not yet, Walter. Now then. Hello, Walter.
Oh, Lord!
Walter, I can't. Walter, you let go of
me.
I'll never let go. I'm going to hold you like this forever.
Walter, honey, Vivian and Carol and Arthur are here.
I can't hug everyone. Besides, I'm going to squeeze you for 3 weeks because that's how long we've been apart.
But honey, that's exactly the point I'm making, sweetheart. People can change in 3 weeks. I want to see what you look like, Walter.
Oh, Maud.
Please, honey, let me see you. Come on, Walter, let me look at you. Walter, it's been through. Walter, either burp me or let me go.
Stand back.
A little further.
Well, how do I look?
How do you look, Walter?
I just had a haircut to be beautiful for you. Oh, Maud.
Walter, don't you see anything different?
Oh, you got new luggage.
And you're going to be stuffed in it.
Walter, I've had that luggage for years. I've had this outfit for years. Walter. Darling, there's only one thing that I haven't had for years.
It only seems that long, sweetheart, but it's only been 3 weeks.
Wrong, Walter. It'll be years.
Maud! Carol, is she mad at me?
Walter, if this is your idea of a joke, it isn't very funny. It's cruel.
What did I do?
Do you mean to tell us you didn't know? That you couldn't tell?
Tell what?
That Maud got a facelift.
Maud got a facelift?
How could you miss it? It's as plain as the face on her face.
Holy mackerel, I was so happy to see her. I guess I just didn't look at her. Dummy.
Harder, Walter. Use that. And when you're finished, you better apologize to her.
Apologize? How can I say anything to Maud knowing how she must feel now? I'd rather face World War III. What do I do? I know. My glasses. I'll make believe I didn't notice the change because I wasn't wearing my glasses. What an idea! Isn't it great? My three closest friends in the world here to assure Maud that that's how it happened. My three closest friends to back me up.
I have to pick up Philip and go to the movies. Bye.
My two closest friends.
I just remembered that I promised my mother I'd bring her a basket of chicken.
Your mother's in Florida!
Well, that's why I have to hurry.
If I have one friend in this world,
better call him.
I'm leaving now, Mr. Finley.
Florida. Oh, Florida, my dear, dear friend.
Mr. Finley, I never saw you before in my life.
Maud? Okay, Findlay. Save your marriage. Hi, Maud. Maud, I'm anxious to hear about your mother. You know how I love your mother. By the way, have you seen my glasses? She's such a warm, sweet... Oh, here they are. Thank you, fine lady. And Boston, oh, Boston must be marvelous at this time. Maud, your face, it's beautiful, it's out of sight.
Walter, that is the worst performance I've seen since Buster Crabbe played Tarzan. And all he had to do was grunt at a monkey.
Wait, listen. As soon as I put on my glasses...
You knew I wouldn't dare hit you.
Please, Maud.
Carol told you about the facelift. Don't give me that I just put on my glasses routine. Oh, Maud, your face, it's beautiful. Out of sight.
I'll be honest with you, I lied.
But there was a reason for it.
I know, Walter. National security.
Don't make excuses, Walter. Excuses only make it worse. No, and don't look at me. You'll never see this face again, Walter. I'm going to keep it hidden in a closet with the light out.
Maud, it is a beautiful face. Come on, Maud, stop overreacting.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I know I am overreacting, but... Walter, I may have made a terrible mistake.
What mistake?
Sweetheart, our faces always looked as though they belonged together, and... Now, I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that we'll never be the same couple again. Especially me.
What are you talking about? Come over here and look in the mirror.
Oh,
we
no.
still look perfect
no,
together.
I don't want to see us, Walter.
Maud,
no,
will Walter, you come over here and look at
Walter,
the mirror? Just
I want to
one
show
take.
You. Walter, here's my favorite picture of us. The one taken in the Henderson swimming pool. See, I'm a head taller than you are because I have more natural buoyancy. Walter, I'm tearing me out of this.
Maud, come over here and take a look.
No, Walter. I goofed, Walter. I made a terrible goof.
Maud, just take one look.
Probably the greatest
Please,
goof I've ever
look.
Made. The greatest
Maud.
Goof any day.
Maud! Look! So you see, it's still us.
No, it isn't, Walter.
Of course it is.
No, it isn't. Walter... We'll never be able to walk into a crowded room again without everybody saying, who's that chick with Walter Finley? Walter, you're an old man.
Maud, when I came home tonight, I was so happy to see you. I mean, I was just so happy. I mean, not just because you look 5 years younger.
Six.
I didn't see just your face. I saw you, all of you. And I loved every inch I saw. The whole package, I loved it. I love your mouth. Your nose. Your eyes. Your hand. Your knee. Your toe.
Stop, Walter. Don't forget the instep.
Sweetheart. If we can get your parents' permission, will you marry me?
Oh, honey. Oh, Walter. You certainly know the way to a girl's face.
Hi, Maud.
Hi, honey.
How'd it go today?
I better not tell you.
Oh, come on, what happened?
Well, you know that I went into town to have luncheon with Carol today, and... No, I better not tell you.
Come on, what happened?
Well, we were sitting in the restaurant, Carol and I, and this very attractive young man was at the bar, and he... Forget it.
Oh, I'm crying out loud, what'd he say?
Well, he came over to us and he put two drinks in front of us and he said, are you girls with the airline?
Oh. Roseanne dresses up as a lumberjack for Halloween and gets mistaken for one of the guys. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.